This is the Motley Fool Radio Show, and we're continuing to learn about your job. The number is 866-NPR-FOOL. Let's go to Chicago, Illinois. Jim is on the line. Jim, welcome.
Well, thank you.
Jim, how's business? Tell me about your job.
Well, I'm a stack tester.
Okay. What stacks of what?
I test smokestacks. We test for pollution.
Aha. Uh-huh. So you're looking for air quality.
Yes, we are.
And
yes, we are. We go to different industrial sites around the country and help them with their air permitting.
And, you know, I have heard that our air today is actually cleaner than, let's say, it was 80 or 100 years ago. We often hear about how the greenhouse effect and the world's ending, but, in fact, air quality is quite good relative to where it was 50 or 60 or 80 years ago. Is that true?
Well, a lot of that has to do with outsourcing. We don't produce as much in this country anymore.
Let me ask you, how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing it for 12 years now.
And is there a trend?
Is there a trend?
Have you noticed a trend?
It seems to, you know, everybody complains about the Republicans and their environmental policies, but most of the policies seem to be getting tougher, more enforcement, and getting more and more companies to comply with these regulations and stuff.
Okay.
Interesting.
So business has actually been getting better and better.
Right, because the companies need to comply. So on a day-to-day basis, do you find yourself actually climbing up smokestacks and capturing a bottle full of smoke?
Something like that. We don't do it on a day-to-day basis, but we do it quite a bit. We actually withdraw a sample through a hole in the side of the smokestack, and we run it through analyzers, or they give us a direct reading of how much, you know, like, say, CO2 is in there or how much carbon monoxide. And then we also run the gas stream through different types of reagents and chemicals where a chemical reaction has, and we send that off to our lab to analyze for, like, metals is a big one that we look for. Mercury,
mm-hmm.
which is a big hot topic now with all the power plants.
Right.
So, Jim, this romantic image I have you at the top of various smokestacks across America, I should withdraw that from my mind. You're, in fact, just going into the side of it and just pulling something out?
Well, we do have to climb sometimes 600 feet up.
Wow.
Before we sample and stuff. So those are mostly out west where...
Do you ever play the joke where you're next to your friend and you go, save your life? You know, push
yeah,
the guy.
A little bit. We usually do that with the rookies and stuff. That always a little way of breaking them in, you know.
I'm glad to know that my own amateurish approach is still used by professionals.
Yeah, that's safe.
Right, right. Well, we're all professionals out there, right?
Jim, best smokestack view in America.
The best smokestack view in America.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I always liked, we used to work in Camden, New Jersey a lot, mm-hmm. right across the river there from Manhattan. And there's always a beautiful view of the skyline over there and stuff. That was always one of my favorites.
Now, as an air quality engineer or a stack tester,
yes.
what type of money can you make and what are you hoping for? What's the next step?
The next step. Well, I want to work my way up into management so I don't have to climb them anymore. I'm reaching 40, so I want to be in here pushing the paper and crunching the numbers
mm-hmm.
and sending the young guys out there. Let's see. You start out probably in the mid-20s, and you can work your way all the way up to, you know, the six digits and stuff
mm-hmm.
and everything. So it's a wide range. Starting out is pretty low. You know, because we don't usually hire somebody with too much education because they're smart enough not to climb a smokestack.
Well, it sounds like you're doing a great job of it. Also, thanks for romanticizing it, even just a little bit. I like to think about those beautiful views as your
well,
face.
We see a lot of sunrises and a lot of sunsets, so it's pretty
excellent.
Nice up there.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
I learned something from every call, and what I learned from that call, I learned several things, Dana, but I'm glad to know the old save your life joke is still practiced by people who are professionals 600 feet high in a smokestack. Now, one of my producers is looking at me going, what do you mean? Explain that. Well, come on. Haven't we all been at a high place? And I actually spent a little time this summer in Ireland and Scotland, so I was up a castle tower or two with my children, and we, of course, went up behind one of them, right in front of one of the crenellated battlements that we were standing atop, came up behind them, of course, took them by the shoulders, went, save your life, as if you were going to push them off, of course, but then you pull them back. You knew what I meant, didn't you?
Yeah, remind me to never go out on a ledge with you.
That is the end, the conclusion of our How's Business calls. Diana, thank you very much for joining in.
Thanks, David.
We look forward to returning to personal finance and stocks next week, but darn it, wasn't this week fun?
It was.
Thank you, Diana. The phone number 866-NPR-FOOL, your financial questions and comments always welcome. During the week, give us a call.